and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I want photo approval on the web, and I want it now. What? People are able to post whatever random picture of you they find. Why wasn't I told about this?
About what?
You're fired.
What did I do?
Fired. Because I have... where was this first? Oh, Breitbart, and now I've made Newsbusters, of course. Libtalker, GOP suicide bombers trying to blow your children up. And then I don't know where the hell that picture was from. But you said I've been called a tranny several times in the comments.
In the comment section of Newsbusters.
Okay.
Yeah. They said, because in the headline it said something, sexy liberal. Yes, she really does call herself that. And then they said,
they
sexy liberal, Stephanie? More like Steven.
All right, okay.
What?
Okay. First of all, that was a joke, the whole... That was supposed to be ironic. I wasn't calling myself that. It was like a joke when we named the tour. Anyway, we'll get to all that. Because you know me, I love to wade through the comment section because that's where the comedy gold is.
That's right.
I'm like a little comedy squirrel looking for comedy gold little nuggets. Okay. All right. Oh, I believe I was quoting my future husband, Mike Tomosky.
Yes.
About how, and of course, for people that understand words, it was... about how the Republicans, because you can't. He was right. He was talking, obviously, in a political sense.
Yes.
That you can't call them hostage takers anymore or just terrorists. They are suicide bombers because they want to take everyone with them, including the country and the president and whatever. Obviously, I didn't mean it literally.
Someone else in the comments section. It's ironic that someone who wants to kill babies willy-nilly wants to blow up children.
Right.
Because you want to blow up children.
See, because.
Right.
Because you've had so many abortions.
Yes, had one just this morning on the way. Went to the drive-thru.
I had two.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, Jim, you're so competitive. Okay. I think we're all just going a little bit loopy with this shutdown crash. Yeah.
I was working on my healthcare.gov site when my eyes beheld an eerie sight when some monsters from a house began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
they did the crash.
Yeah.
They did the shutdown crash.
The shutdown crash. Yeah.
It made them look like asshats.
The shutdown crash.
It might cause us to smash.
They did the crash.
It was the shutdown crash from my Oval Office and my White House biz to the right-wing chambers where ignorance is bliss. The trolls all came from their underbridge abodes with talking points straight from their commodes. They talked some shutdown trash.
They shut down trash.
It was a suicide crash.
They did a crash.
It caused all of this crap.
They did the crash.
They did the shutdown crash.
No. 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 Good.
Come with me.
Never.
Everything will be fine. You're all right. You're gerrymandered, my friend. Always fine.
Yeah, Rocky Mountain Mike, and we're going to have him on Tuesday.
I know, his fabulous new CD is out, very, very, very
It's going to be out on Tuesday.
Right.
You can pre-order it if you want
it
on Amazon.
Of course you can.
Yes, you can.
And he sent me my own copy.
Yes.
It features Jim Ward, voice deity Jim Ward.
Yes, we got our copies in the mail yesterday, so we'll give you one, Stephanie.
Oh, I have mine, I got it.
Okay.
Whatever. All right.
Why do you think I don't have it? I know that.
Right?
Don't you think I know that?
You know why I'm cranky? Because I'm a chick with a according to Newsbusters.
Yes.
I have jock itch.
Oh,
that's the problem.
They said you had menopause too.
I have both balls and menopause.
Yes.
Well,
and your period. Someone said you were on your period.
That'd be womenopause.
So
they're such a bunch of dopes.
I know.
Okay, let's talk to our good friend
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Exciting. Bullfightstrategies.com. Good morning, Carl Frisch. Hello. Uh-oh, what'd I do? Uh-oh. Hello, Carl Frisch, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay.
Now, Stephanie, women go through a change in life.
Yes.
And that's when...
You mean when they change from Republicans to Democrats?
Well, no.
When they realize when they...
Menopause, your period, being a male,
right.
All at the same time.
What a transition.
It's a very big change.
Yes, it really is.
Speaking of which, you know, Newsbusters is owned by that right-wing outfit, the Media Research Center.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you saw this piece, but they could be in some serious hot water.
Oh, no.
Yes, they
according
could.
To their most recent IRS filings, they raised about $16 million last year. But buried in there is that they purchased their vice president's home for $350,000, and it's against the law for people that work at nonprofits to benefit financially aside from like their salary and other benefits.
Oh dear!
So that could be a very big scandal looming.
Oh dear!
Brent Bozell could be frog marched into prison.
Oh dear! That would be unfortunate. All right. Hey, Carl, did you see this headline this morning? Ann Romney, if government wouldn't be shut down if Mitt were president.
Would he be bankrolling it himself?
I guess so. Oh, heavens. Yeah, I don't know if, because, you know, he wouldn't want Romney, I mean, Obamacare, of course, to be the law, so I'm sure he would.
No, you know what else? The government wouldn't be shut down right now if Congress would do its job.
Yeah, there's that.
There are only two things that every story, you know, when whomever reported the story about Ann Romney's comments should have said, of course, this is asinine, because Congress, you know, all Boehner has to do is allow a vote on a clean continuing
which
resolution.
Which would pass, right, which would pass
and
in
would
a
pass
nanosecond.
By a large majority, with Republicans and Democrats coming together in patriotic compromise, but Boehner is standing in the way. Wow. Every story needs to include that, because that's the truth. This isn't about compromise anymore.
Yeah.
This is about Boehner protecting his own tail and his own speakership.
Yeah, I mean, it really...
The president refuses to negotiate.
I mean, this really has reached, like, the heights of ridiculousness at this point, hasn't it? They keep talking about compromise and, you know, talking, and you're like, what? No, you don't get to go relitigate and pick through a law that you don't like, that you lost on, you know, how many years ago, right?
Well, you also don't get to premeditate it. I mean, John Stewart the other night showed this, you know, letter from months and months ago of Republicans saying that they were going to do precisely this.
Yes.
That they cause a shutdown based on Obamacare.
Because they think that's their quote-unquote leverage, taking down the United States government and blowing through the debt ceiling.
So don't sit here and say that it's the president's fault that we're in this position when you articulated months ago that you were going to do precisely this.
Yeah.
There are enough sane Republicans left, surprisingly, and Democrats to let the government function. And Speaker Boehner is standing in the way. And at a certain point, that's what this conversation needs to be around entirely.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite tweet was John Boehner. I've been in a booze-induced blackout for 2 days. What did I miss?
Now, it may look like I retweeted that.
Right.
I'm not certain that it's really John Boehner. But I think the sentiment is exactly
the
same.
Yeah, exactly. At least for being an excuse. And you say the GOP shut down the government to stop their idea for health care reform. Talk about sore winners. Jeez. I mean, that's the final irony of the whole thing, right?
Well, I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't know if you saw this quote this Tea Party member of Congress said the other day to the Washington Examiner. This just shows how juvenile they are. Congressman Marlon Stutzman from Indiana said, quote, "We're not going to be disrespected. We have to get something out of this, and I don't know what that even is."
That's what I was thinking, Carl, is this is the problem. Everybody, use your own analogy. They're in a blind alley. They've, you know, painted themselves into a corner. But exactly.
They're Republicans.
Right, but there's nothing more dangerous than a cornered animal. Ask my dog Fred, who just had a possum, raccoon, something thing the other night. But what, seriously, because you're thinking, oh, they need to save face. But what do you give them? How do you go? Okay, no, you get nothing, sir. Good day.
You just blare the Willy Wonka quote at them day and night.
Right.
They don't
right.
deserve anything
right.
for doing this. If you do give them anything for doing this, they're just going to keep on returning to this over and over and over again, because they know that they're not going to get Obamacare off the law books. But if they can incrementally take a little piece here and a little piece there. You know, the budgets have been slashed to levels that would make Paul Ryan look happy.
Right.
So I think their goal is not to have an outright win here. They know they can't. But what their goal is to take a little, you know, piece here. We'll cut food stamps there. We'll cut this here. We'll cut this there. And over time, that the country begins to look a lot like what they want it to look like.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people get hurt in the process. So we cannot give in to them.
No, you really just can't. I mean, somebody was saying, you know, because we hold, literally the president, our side, we hold all the cards. And you're just like, how is this going to end? We're at some, like, you know, poker game and you know, the Old West. And it's like, no, this is not going to end well for you.
Well, the crazy thing is had they acted sane, right? Republicans, we know demographically, are hurting. We know that they probably don't have a chance of winning the presidency anytime soon. But what they had done is they had gerrymandered the country so that they could have a majority in the House of Representatives. And they've probably made it so that Democrats could actually win the House back in 2 or 4 years.
Yeah, speaking of the presidency, you know who's enjoying this the most? Bill, come back in here. Okay.
She's going to make Goldwater's loss look tiny compared to
she's
what
like,
she's
Bill,
about to make happen.
Bill, remember I was a Goldwater girl. you know, this is you tweeted yesterday, which cracks me up. Again, where this has become. You can't even do a comedy skit about it because it is one. You say RNC offers to fund the World War II Memorial while shutdown increases backlog of vet benefits. Mm-hmm. There's Reince Priebus. Did you see him?
Reince Priebus.
Oh, you guys can go to a monument.
He was standing on TV with a check. Oh,
yeah.
Hello, he whined. Look, I have a check.
Oh, God. I mean, really. Did you see Michelle Bachmann?
We're very excited. It's exactly what we wanted, and we got it.
She shows up in a walking pantsuit.
Michelle Bachmann was just outside because she's trying to get as much fresh air as she can before she goes to prison.
Hi! See what you did there. We found it. Oh, Republicans, by the by. By the by.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
All right, there you go. Carl Frisch.
I would give her one of the, you know, I would give the Republicans that pill that makes them blow up like a giant grape.
Yes. like Violet Beauregard had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Carl Frisch, great stuff. Thank you very much, my friend. See you next week.
Soon.
All right, there you go. Carl Frisch. Exciting and new. 18 minutes after the hour. Hey, we have lots of stuff coming up. Valerie Plame.
Yep.
See, I knew he'd make that sound. It's just, yeah. And for me, Bob Seska.
Ooh.
We continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Coming up after this commercial, I will be talking even louder.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Dick in Tennessee. Hey, Dick. Hello? Oh, I'm doing something that's wacky with our phones. Hello, Dick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
There were some worrisome things that happened to us, my wife and me, this morning. She has completed the ACA application. It was accepted.
Uh-huh.
And then she said your results, it said your results are available. And she went to that screen, and it was blank. And then she got a screen that said, please apply. Well, you know, the application was already done. And so I called the 800 number, and the woman I talked to said their system, the whole system is down, apparently, until Monday. And that smacked a little bit to me of maybe shenanigans. So
there's so many people.
Right, there's so many people trying to do it, and you know, yeah, this shutdown is affecting everything. Although someone else, Jim was saying, you know what else they can't do is background checks. So lots of people can't get guns. So he got the health care and the gun control done. Gangsta mic drop, bam.
Trying to take our guns away.
Oh, heavens. I know what would solve this whole thing. And Romney's cookbook, apparently.
What? She can cook?
Uh-huh.
Really? I always thought she had people cook things for her.
Oh, no.
Braised Rafalka.
She's in there just when she's done scrubbing the floor. She's in there with an apron on every night.
Oh, sure.
After she's done mucking out Rafalka's stall. Chris, what are you implying? She's promoting her new cookbook, The Romney Family Table,
which she says
is relevant to Washington's budget stalemate. Only if you use it to smack John Boehner in the head and make him take a vote. Then it might be actually useful. it's a big book. Okay. She said, the government would still be running, and there would be no Obamacare if Mitt Romney had been elected president last year, said his wife, Ann Romney. We would not be in a shutdown, she said on the Fox and Friends.
Oh.
She said it's frustrating that Americans never got to see the real Mitt Romney.
Sure. Yeah, we did.
We just didn't like it.
We saw it. Particularly in the moments he was caught on tape and he didn't realize it.
Yeah.
That was the real Mitt Romney.
That's him right there.
There's so much vilifying that goes on in the campaign, particularly when the camera's on when my husband doesn't know it is. You know that's going to come. But for me, at the end of the day, if people had honestly known he was the most capable candidate, he would have made a difference. He would have stopped Obamacare.
Which was based on
Romneycare.
The people voted. They did not vote for your husband,
right.
Madam.
Didn't like it. Didn't want to do it. This book is about bringing people to the table. Oh, you see how that could have magically solved the budget crisis if only they had read Ann Romney's cookbook?
I'm guessing there are no wine pairings.
Shut the front door.
In Washington right now, with all the craziness, I would like to invite everyone to come to the table, sit down, have some coffee cake, and let's not get up from the table until we've got it figured out.
Wait, can Mormons have coffee?
Coffee cake.
No, coffee cake doesn't technically have coffee in it.
Yeah, but you'd have coffee with it, generally.
Yeah.
Have some chicory or something.
I'm sure she orders the maid every other day to whip up a little coffee cake for Mittens.
Yes.
When she's not mucking out Rafalka's stall. As I said.
My cat's ran off. You cost me a pretty little dime for soccer. Never gonna stop. Giddy up. Such a fine equine. I always giddy up. And dressage it up. Of the horsey kind, 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 kind. My Rebecca. My Rebecca. Ooh. My Rebecca.
Ha. Ha. Dory in Massachusetts, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Dory.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning, baby.
This is the official IRS agent of the Stephanie Miller Show, now the official furloughed IRS agent of Stephanie Miller Show.
More time for line dancing.
You know, I was just thinking that, but I'm way too, what's the word, klepsy?
Yes, well, me too.
Well, I can't tell you how frustrated I am with what's going on.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, in an average day, I handle 30 to 50 cases.
Right.
So that's 150 to 250 hardworking taxpayers I am unable to serve. I took my oath of office very seriously.
Yeah.
And it, I can't even say the word, vexes me beyond all possible belief.
Yeah.
These people who are paid more than four times what I am and are still getting their paychecks don't take this oath of office seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, exactly. Exactly. If only the, you know, Republicans in Congress had a little bit of your work ethic, Dory.
Right. And it's like, I can't deal with this both sides of the blame thing anymore.
Yeah.
I just can't deal with it.
I love it.
I will go off collegiate.
You're like a Jane Austen heroine to me. I am vexed. Run. 29 minutes after the
hour.
Sorely
vexed.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Because she is so amazing, I have to listen. Are you sure that's the type of person you want as your life coach? She just seems a little off.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Former CIA agent Valerie Plame, our buddy, our pal, coming up next hour. And then Bob Seska, editor of the Daily Banter, whom we love as well. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, we have to, by the way.
What?
all y'all trolls, if you're calling with this talking point from yesterday, don't bother.
Which one?
You, Stephen, you know, it wasn't passed with regular order. It wasn't passed with regular order. It wasn't... Okay. All right. So I got a bunch of emails. Yeah. Oh, but because they said they use reconciliation. Let's see. First of all, Bob writes, the next time one of those whole rat teabaggers,
oh dear,
calls about Obamacare...
You've gotten so radical.
Tell them that the Bush tax cuts were also passed under budget reconciliation. And somebody actually wrote with more of the details about mm-hmm. that, the fun facts.
Okay.
Steph, caller is completely wrong. The House passed a bill. We're talking about the health care. The Senate passed an amended version of that bill. When the Dems lost a seat in the Senate and no longer had 60 votes, the House adopted the Senate version of the bill. Reconciliation was used only to amend certain aspects of the Senate bill after it was passed. The ACA was passed by the House, accepting the Senate amendments. So, sounds fairly regular order to me.
Yeah.
Yes, those Bush tax cuts that ended up being so successful for our economy, those were passed with pure reconciliation. There. Okay. Greg in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
First of all, I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And I just picked up a piece of information that, I don't know, other voters may be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
About 15 minutes ago, I got off the phone with my congressperson.
Who is?
Chris Gibson.
Who is that? Is that Republican?
He's a Republican.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And I asked a simple question. I said, could you please tell me how the congressman voted in regards to this shutdown? And the answer I got was, he voted to fund the government, but the Senate refused it. I said, that's not answering my question. I want a simple yes or no. And it took me three times for him to get around to the point and admit that the congressman did vote in a manner in which the budget would have passed with amendments. So when other people call their congressmen, if they give them this sort of roundabout answer, people are going to get the impression that the Senate is at fault, and they're not admitting that there were amendments that would have jeopardized Obamacare or
right.
some other aspect.
Right. It was a list of hostage demands.
But I find
was.
It very
ridiculous.
Interesting that they can't give you a direct answer.
Yeah. Well, because the answer is your congressman is a dope. Okay, that's the answer.
Wow. Blowing in the wind.
Let's see. So someone sent me the Breitbart headline, Lib Talker GOP Suicide Bombers Trying to Blow Your Children Up. okay, then this
That's a correct metaphor.
And then, of course, it went. Right, it's a metaphor. They don't understand metaphors.
No, because they're too stupid.
Obviously, a lot of people have
you literally
called it political
kill
terrorism,
them.
Political suicide.
Terrorists! Well, Breitbart is the type of site that hires Dana Loesch, so that
right.
tells you what.
Right, she is soothing. She's much more reasoned. Okay. All right, so then our friends at Newsbusters who want to date me and kiss me. It's like wildfire, isn't it, on the right-wing interwebs?
It is.
Okay.
Seems like they all take their marching orders from each other.
Right.
It's adorable.
GOP trying to blow your children up spews lib talker Stephanie Miller. Okay. A sure sign that dear leader in the White House is under siege, his most ardent followers in the media are sounding like denizens of Radio Rwanda, circa 1994.
Huh?
That makes...
Huh?
What?
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 Is that a joke?
I guess.
Huh.
Okay, latest example, liberal radio host Stephanie Miller, a.k.a. Sexy Liberal. Yes, she actually calls herself that. Also, once again.
No, that's...
We were calling the audience that.
It's the people.
We were just saying it's sexy to be a liberal. It means you're open-minded and empathetic.
Okay. Whatever!
Pay attention.
Oh, by the way.
What?
By the way. Huge, huge Sexy Liberal announcement next Friday.
Really?
Next Friday. It's a big... Oh, my goodness. Okay. And Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang will join us tomorrow.
Okay.
To tease that. Okay. All right. Oh, so let's get back to... Okay. Oh, and they helpfully provided a transcript.
Oh, good.
Okay. So can I have some... Just please, some festive
some transcript music.
Music? Right. Caller. I don't appreciate them holding my children hostage. I don't appreciate them holding myself hostage or Miller interrupting. Well, you know.
It's your show.
Right. May I correct you there? They aren't holding your children hostage. They're trying to blow your children up. Pause for dramatic effect. Okay, they're extrapolating. I was not pausing for dramatic effect. I probably was taking a sip of Chardonnay. So, right away...
If they'd watch the Ustream, they'd see you
right.
sipping the Chardonnay.
Right. Dramatic effect, like I ever do that. Gasping for air and swallowing. There is a difference. Caller, what's that? Oh, and then he extrapolates that the caller is thinking, did she just say what I think she said? So not only did he know why I was pausing. He knew what the caller was thinking when I said that. Miller, they are suicide bombers. They are no longer hostage takers. They are no longer just regular terrorists. They are suicide bombers. I was paraphrasing Mike Tomosky's fabulous piece about how this is political.
And it's a metaphor.
Suicide. Thank you, Chris. Oh, and they also, guess who else got caught in the crossfire here? Bette Midler.
What?
Honorable mention goes to actor singer Bette Midler, who tweeted this yesterday. The new normal, USA held hostage by right-wing extremists, Osama bin Laden couldn't have done it better. Thank you. Many people have made the same point. Oh, dear. Okay. Oh, and then now I really need some comedy music because now we're in the comment section.
Oh.
Wow. Travis just came in here. It's like a phone book full of sections. So later they get to the tranny stuff and the menopause.
Right.
I'm a tranny having menopause.
Yes.
And my period at the same time.
Yes.
Mm. They're confused.
Brian starts things off. You know what? I'm going to guess that, Brian, if you can get in first to be the first to make a comment on Newsbusters... I bet you got a little free time on your hands.
A little bit.
Liberals only care about children because they need them around to dump all their debt on them. Okay,
what?
Brian. Okay. Up North writes, well, they certainly don't care about babies. No, because as we said, I had one. Jim had two abortions this morning before the show. White somebody. Oh, White? Oh, really? It's a white
really?
Interloper.
You don't
white,
say.
White interloper writes... Because I'm sure there's a lot of diversity in the comments section of Newsbusters. This guy just happens to be white.
Sure, you get people from the right and the far right.
You know, we played Elizabeth Warren clip yesterday, and it sounded like she said white wing. But I was like, no, she's right on both. Either way.
Pretty much.
Right wing. Did you see the picture of all the white guys in the white shirts waiting with the empty chairs across from them?
Yeah, that little,
poor little fellers.
Stage photo op.
Poor little fellers. You know what? Democrats could have tweeted that picture every day for the last few months when they were asking to talk to Republicans, so we didn't get to this one. Okay. White Norper says they do it if they can use them as political footballs. Oh, Jim and I use them as actual footballs every weekend.
Sure.
Babies. We have a little scrum,
It's got to get the spin.
Just Ron right. Yeah. Writes, they
just hold it on the laces while, you know, when you throw it.
Right. Yeah, be careful. You got to be careful. Ron, somebody. They only care about the ones who avoided being aborted. After that, liberals look upon them as future votes and meal tickets. Pan something. Or to pose for the cameras after some nut job goes on a shooting rampage with some illegally procured guns.
Some of them are legally procured.
Mm-hmm. Oh, someone called me dear. Dear. It's you libs who have been killing millions of children for years.
Why do they always default to abortion?
Dr. Sam, who I'm guessing is not actually a doctor.
Probably not.
Is Steffi wearing that cap to hide her lobotomy scar? That was a good one. They got quite the joke writers in the Newsbuster comment section.
And they could use some punching up.
You think?
Yeah.
Lynn writes, and remember to them, we're the violent, hateful ones.
Well, yes, you are.
Mostly.
Because of all the things you do that are evil.
Oh, well, now we just made Newsbusters again. Thanks, Jim. Oh, boy. Okay, the president yesterday talking about this whole folder roll.
I think this time's different. I think they should be concerned. I had a chance to speak to some in the financial industry who came down for their typical trip. And I told them that it is not unusual for Democrats and Republicans to disagree. That's the way the founders designed our government. Democracy's messy. But when you have a situation in which a faction is willing potentially to default on U.S. government obligations, then we are in trouble.
Just a little. Mm-hmm. James in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, James.
Hi, James. How you doing?
Good. Hi, James. Go ahead.
Hey, well, I'm a federal employee, and I was calling because I was informed the other day that everybody in my department will be on furlough. Some will be exempt, some will be non-exempt. I guess, fortunately or unfortunately, I'm exempt. So that means I have to come to work, but there's no guarantee that I'm going to get paid.
Oof.
You know, and some of my coworkers, both of their family members work for the government. So that means both of them are going to work with no guarantee that they're going to get paid. you know, spending upwards of $150 a week in gas money to drive back and forth to work. You know, we had a meeting, and there was people who were breaking down about on the verge of tears. And I turn on the news, and I hear about, you know, World War II veterans don't get to go to a memorial or the Navy Air Force football game, and they're trying to work out solutions for that, you know, to fly these football back and forth.
Yeah.
And you're not hearing about us, the workers, who have to deal with this. I mean, no. I'm really tied into this.
I can only imagine how it infuriates you to you know, watch, you know, Republican after Republican on TV going, this is no big deal, and this is, you know, a slim down or a slow down. This is nothing. It's like, it's not nothing for you and all the real people that are affected.
And I'm outside of Camp Pendleton, and your favorite person, Daryl Issa, is my representative, and I haven't heard one word from him during this whole thing.
Huh.
You know, it's
almost like he doesn't care about you. Huh. That's weird.
Yeah.
James, I am sorry. Stand strong, brother. Hopefully we will get through this soon. Thank you, honey. 45 minutes after the hour, we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You want to get nuts? Come on! Let's get nuts.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. The president.
Am I exasperated? Absolutely, I'm exasperated because this is entirely unnecessary.
I am thoroughly vexed, like our caller from last.
Yes, verily vexed.
Our Jane Austen caller from last segment.
Verily vexed.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to be even more. I'm wading through the comment section on Newsbusters about me, and I have not gotten to the tranny. Going through menopause and my period at the same time comments, but I will get to those and we will share them at
the
top of the hour.
Yes.
Okay. Jerry in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jerry. Hi, Jer. Hello, Jerry.
Steph?
Yes, hi, go ahead.
I want to first say I have not had my abortion today yet.
Uh-oh, uh-oh. Better get to that.
I am contemplating a complete hysterectomy.
Okay.
Oh, good.
All right. Good.
That takes care of it.
Thank you. That'll make up for Jim's ectopic pregnancy he had last week.
Wouldn't that be a hurrectomy?
All right, go ahead.
somebody posted something on Facebook yesterday, a brilliant essay about compromising for Obamacare. And basically, it's already been compromised. The original idea has been severely watered down, and the Democrats did compromise already. They've already done that. They've already given the Republicans what they wanted to have it passed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is a false argument that they are making.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, just when you think that we cannot reach new levels of ridiculousness with this whole, I can't even believe we're continuing to have a conversation about trying to, okay, never mind, never mind, Jay Carney.
He's not willing to negotiate over Republican demands to collapse the world economy if they don't do away with affordable health insurance for the American people.
And by the way, as we've mentioned already on the show today, the House has the votes now to end the shutdown, but it won't. 17 Republicans have come forward as of yesterday afternoon to say they're ready to pass a bill to fund the government with no strings attached, the magic number needed to do so. Boehner would have to be willing to put that bill to a vote, but he obviously
he won't.
Will not. So that's the movement we should start, you know. Call Boehner's office, hold the vote. Washington Post editorial board... That's the other thing. For people that were on the fence, they published a scathing editorial on Wednesday morning blaming the House GOP for irresponsibly inducing a government shutdown. Quite a departure from the editorial board's both sides are to blame, everyone needs to compromise position of 3 days ago. I mean, this is only getting worse for them in the polling and otherwise. Today's editorial was called House of Embarrassment, where they write, the Republican leaders of the House of Representatives are failing. They should fulfill their basic duties to the American people or make way for legislators who will. This time, fiscal responsibility isn't even a topic. Instead, Republicans shut down much of the government and what they in what they know to be a doomed effort to derail the Affordable Care Act. Though it would be nice if someday they remembered their promise to come up with an alternative proposal, but their methods now are beyond the pale.
I think Boner's going to go on a bender.
A boner
found
bender.
Somewhere yeah. in a pool of his own sick.
A boner bender.
I was in a suit. Had it. I barfed on it.
Andrew in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Andrew.
Yes, hi. I just have a question. Everybody seems to be talking about this government shutdown, but the biggest issue is, well, it's not really a question. The biggest problem is they said it for years and years ago that the Republicans were bought and paid for by big health care companies. Why isn't anyone even talking about that? That's the reason why they're stopping all this.
I explain what you mean.
Well, a good example is who would have thought that the movie Michael Moore, Sicko, was right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've been planning this for years, years. And it's finally coming to fruition. You guys finally have a type of health care out there, and you've got the Republicans stopping it, tooth and nail.
Hmm. Right. But I'm missing what your point is about the Republicans.
About 75%, about 75% of all Republicans end up working for the health care organizations after they retire.
Uh-huh.
So that's actually been proven. A lot of these big-name Republicans from years ago are the CEOs of major healthcare organizations.
Uh-huh.
They don't want this bill to stay. They want the law gone.
Because why is what your point, though?
Profit. This is going to cut their profits.
This is going to help the insurance companies. It's giving them millions of new customers.
Yeah.
Yes, it will, but you got to look at it from a different aspect. If you have insurance, that means you don't have to pay the $35 every time you go to a hospital. You only pay the $75 a month. You get it? So it eliminates probably about 25 to 40% of their business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. All right. Okay.
Healthcare providers will still get paid nonetheless.
Right.
Right.
But they make most of their money denying people coverage because they have a pre-existing
right.
condition.
Right. Well, yeah, in that sense, right, that and the exchanges is forcing competition, and that's why the premiums are going
right.
down, and so many, they can't charge whatever they want anymore.
Well, insurance
we have the 80-20 rule. I mean, but in return, they're getting millions of new customers.
Exactly.
That's why it's a win-win for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, insurance companies would make the most money if they only insured healthy people.
Right.
So, but they're not allowed to do that.
Right.
Obviously.
So. Right. Are you sick or ever have any chance of getting sick? Then no.
Then no. We're
not going to
insure
you.
A human
we are not
carbon-based
for you.
Life form. Well, then I'm sorry. We can't help you.
No. Let's go to Kelly in Wisconsin. Hey, boy. Kelly, hello. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, and I'll go really fast. I'm like these Republicans like Michelle and hiding behind the wheelchairs of veterans, old veterans who are trying to get in to see that World War II monument. And it's a really cheap and disingenuous piece of theater when, the Democrats are the ones who built the real monuments to these veterans. They built the VA. They built the Social Security that a lot of them are living on. They built the GI Bill that got a lot of them educated and helped them build a family. And they built the Medicare that a lot of them are living on and is covering them when they can't get it from the VA. So there's all the monuments that the Democrats built that the Republicans want to end, every one of them. But, gosh, we're going to keep that monument out there on the lawn available to these poor old men in their wheelchairs. She is such a... I can't say it on national radio.
Thank you. Shut the front door. Daryl in Jersey. Hey, Daryl, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Yeah, a couple of things. That caller that said that the insurance companies want to stop just because it's cutting into their profits, his argument's got a few holes in it. They have to spend more of the premiums on health care, and yes, they can't drop people, but they're going to get 30, 40 million new customers, many of whom aren't sick and aren't going to get sick.
Right.
So this is, that argument is a bit specious. I will say this, though. I think this is going to end fairly quickly. I saw reports this morning that United Technologies, the Black Hawk helicopter people, they didn't lay off people leading up to Obamacare, but they're certainly about to furlough around 2,000 people. And it's also going to affect Boeing's rollout of its new Dreamliner, because of fewer inspectors. Yeah. And, you know, given how much of our economy depends on aviation, that's bad.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, pardon me. I was busy perusing the comment section at Newsbusters about me. I got to the tranny part. Yeah.
You did? Okay.
Let me guess. Stephanie used to be named Steven. Okay. I'll get to some more of that later. If you've just tuned in, I'm apparently a tranny that is going through menopause and having my period.
Yes. Did you read all of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I tend to say unwise. I make unwise metaphors about Republicans being not actually just regular terrorists, but suicide bombers, as my friend Mike Tomasky is writing. We meant in a political sense.
Right. But everybody. But the adults at Newsbusters thought that you meant
literally,
actually blowing up children.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Of course. Okay.
Of course you do.
And they said, she calls herself a sexy liberal. Who else would do it? Who else would it? She would it. Okay, that also is
because she used
a
to
joke.
Be Steven.
It's a joke. It's referring to the audience, not to us. Meanwhile, Macaroni, he's the official rapper of the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's right.
He's the purveyor of the original sexy liberal rap. Steph, it's Macaroni, sexy liberal rap song guy. By the way, sexy, huge, huge sexy liberal announcement coming up next Friday.
Ooh, a week from tomorrow.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. okay, let's see. Oh, here you go. It's this song, he's got a new song. It's called Right Wing World. EB News is inspired by a segment on the best morning show ever. That's us. since I have received so much love from the Sexy Liberal Steph Show fam, I want to give the love back every time I do a new project. So this one is dedicated to the Steph head. P.S. What up with West Coast Sexy Liberal? Macaroni? I wonder if that could be the big announcement next Friday. Let's just wait and see. All right.
I'm going to lose my mind
today.
Here it is.
Okay. Let's hear a taste.
I get the blues when I watch the evening news. I get the blues when I watch the evening news. I get the blues when I watch the evening news. First-class flight to Glenn Becky stand. Welcome to Right Wing World. Are you ready, man? Every man for himself.
Yeah.
And they little heads, they so cute. Can we call them little heads? It'll get more crazy than a little bit. Studies say Fox News will make you ignorant, belligerent, and misinformed with Donald Trump asking where the president was born. Something smelly when I'm watching Megyn Kelly. Got her talking points and her propaganda ready.
Yep.
Bill O'Reilly claiming he's a factor, but tell me what's whacker than a right-wing actor? The recipe for a real race baiter. Mix one part liar with one part hater. Sprinkle ignorance and you almost through. Grab a suit and tie and throw them on Fox News. I get the blues when I watch the evening news.
All right, bacon.
And I should point out, Macaroni is both low-carb and non-GMO.
Yes, and gluten-free. All right. I hope you're enjoying your slim down, slow down, shut down. Okay. Live mic catches Senators McConnell and Paul talking strategy. They're too dopey to even know when they have a live mic on.
Oh, bless their little hearts.
Oh, this is precious. After finishing an interview with CNN, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul ran into Senator Mitch McConnell, who was waiting for an interview of his own, in front of a camera with a microphone on. The two Kentucky leaders talked strategy. Senator Paul began, do you have a second? I'm all wired up here.
It's hard to see because
he has so many chins.
Yeah. In my shell.
Can how many?
Built in.
Let's lift up the chin. Oh, wait. There's another one. Hang on.
How long did it take the sound guy to put the lob on?
How many sound guys do they need to lift up each separate chin? And then how do you hear them if they fall on the mic?
Yeah. Sorry, what?
It's like when they tried the thigh mic on Linda Tripp.
We can't talk in here.
What?
We can't talk in here.
Okay.
It's Fireside Theater.
Anyway, Okay, so Paul said, I just did CNN, and I just go over and over again, we're willing to compromise, we're willing to negotiate. I don't think they poll tested, we won't negotiate. I think it's awful for them to say that over and over again. No, actually, we're, 70-something percent of the American people are against what you're doing and think that the president should negotiate, because, okay. Yeah, I do too, and I just came back from that two-hour meeting with them, and that was basically the same view privately as it was publicly, McConnell said. Right. Right. That's what the president has said. We'll not negotiate. Yes. Paul said, I think if we keep saying we wanted to defund it, we fought for that, and we're willing to compromise on this, I think they can't. We're going to, I think, well, I know we don't want to be here, but we're going to win this, I think. Oh, precious. Oh, precious little tribble head. No, you're not. No, you're not. But that's awful plucky of you.
The time for negotiating over Obamacare is long since past.
Yes, but thanks for playing. Senator Mitch McChinless, by the way. Or no, I'm sorry. Multiple chins. No lips.
For sure. I got no lips.
Apologize.
In the end, they got their shutdown, which they apparently think will help them politically.
Uh-huh.
And they held on to their absolutist position on Obamacare, regardless of the consequences for American families.
It's settled. It's the law. You can't negotiate.
I think the mic was a little high there.
Yeah. It sounded like he had a cold.
I think like the very bottom of the bottom chin was just touching the lava a little bit.
And
I'm sure, no offense to the sound guy who probably got it right, but was not counting on the fact that it moves when he's talking like a turkey waddle a
sure.
little bit.
Yeah. Well, no, you just snap the, you snap the lava to the turkey waddle. Problem solved.
Oh, heavens. President Obama summoned the Republican and Democratic leaders of the Congress to the White House for an afternoon meeting yesterday, the second day of the government shutdown, to urge the passage of measures financing the government and increasing the nation's borrowing limit without add-ons, blah, 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 blah. The president will urge the House to pass the clean CR to reopen the government and call on Congress to act to raise the debt ceiling to pay the bills we've already incurred and avoid devastating consequences on our economy.
And unlike everyone else in the government, they're still getting paid.
Huh. That's kind of handy how they got that there is in the Constitution. So that's all protected for them. Jim in Charleston, South Carolina. Hello, Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Good, good. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to give you guys some information. I just got a letter in the mail yesterday from I'm an independent contractor, and it's a very reputable insurance company. And I don't know if this is happening to anybody else, but they just sent me a letter and raised my deductible and my out of pocket and my insurance by $1,500 a year, and it just says, due to the Affordable Care Act, we're replacing your insurance with this policy, and then we're raising. I mean, I don't know, you know, why is that, though? I thought the government wasn't going to be, I mean, I thought these health care companies weren't going to be able to do this to us.
Well, you know, since you're an independent contractor, you can go on the healthcare.gov and go to the marketplace and shop for a better deal.
Well, I'm probably going to end up having to do that. I just didn't know. I thought there was some kind of provision that these insurance
But this is your insurance company, and if they choose to blame Obamacare, they're being disingenuous.
Yep.
They're raising your rates if they're doing that because they want to.
They're using it as an excuse to raise your rates.
All right. I have a feeling that might be trolly, but not a... Yeah. Trying not to sound like a troll. Just someone that's honestly confused,
mm-hmm.
who is an independent contractor who likes to
listen to
both
sides.
And just got a letter from Obamacare. Because Obamacare couldn't reach him on the phone.
This is Obamacare calling. We're going to raise your rates because we can. I've seen a few letters like that going around. People are getting letters like that, but that's just their insurance company being douchey.
That's mm-hmm. what I'm saying,
yeah.
as well as some employers.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Obamacare, we're sorry. We have to.
Are you going to kick us off?
Right.
Off insurance?
And I'm going to send you a letter that says because of
Obamacare.
And
okay.
not because I'm a big bitch. But you'll
Thanks
know it's because,
Obamacare.
But you've worked with me too long. You'll know it's because I'm a big bitch.
Well, you know, that goes without question.
Okay. See, that's the only reason I'm not going to do it, because you're on to me.
Yeah. I worked with you for too long. Since 97. Good Lord.
I wouldn't blame Obamacare. I would just say I'm doing this because I'm a big bitch.
Big bitch.
A big selfish bitch. I need more wine money.
And a tiny.
Get off my insurance plan.
Yeah.
You gonna shove you off like on the Titanic, shove you off the wood. Get off.
You need more kibble.
Yeah, sure, your heart will go on. Thanks.
Give me the blue diamond and shut up. Gary,
don't fetch the blue diamond from the bottom of the sea.
Gary in New Mexico, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Gary.
Hey, good morning, all.
Good morning.
And listen, there's a real simple solution for the president. If these Republicans walk up to the precipice of defaulting, and he could invoke emergency powers under the Continuity of Government Act,
mm-hmm.
which would under NSPD, National Security Presidential Directive 51, and Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20.
Yeah, well, I mean, we may have to if they push us to that, because I was listening to even business leaders, which remember Republicans were the party of business?
Yeah.
They are scared
they are.
We're meeting with the administration yesterday, Goldman Sachs and all those people, they're like, seriously, if these crazy people, right, make us default on our debt, I mean, it is not hyperbole to say worldwide financial catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if only we had gotten Ann Romney's cookbook sooner, apparently we would not have gotten to this place, according to her, yesterday. Because, she said, it's about coming to the table, Jim, that's what it's about.
Mm.
If it's about coming to the table, and if Mitt were president, this would not have happened.
Right.
And that's why she has her cookbook. We need to. I remember when the Romneys came to the table.
It's dangerous.
Quality family time begins at the breakfast table.
Hey, kids. How's it going? Tag, trip, truck, Beldar. Hey, Josh. Check out this butter, my friend.
What's that? Ow! Leave me alone!
It's I Can't Believe You Shoved My Face Into Butter.
You'll be all right. Let me pull you out.
Great with pancakes.
Mommy.
Biscuits.
Quick, let's get out of here.
Toast. Fun for the whole family.
How about you, Seamus? It's not for everybody.
I Can't Believe You Shoved My Face Into Butter. From Neocon Agri-Foods, makers of Willard's Own Dressage Horseradish.
I remember that. That was an idea of the... That's Mitt Romney's idea of humor.
Yeah.
A prank. He shoved one of his kids' face in butter once.
Yeah, because that's so funny.
Right. Something like, you think this smells good, and then you use it to put...
There's butter. There's butter on your face. You got butter on your face.
Funny. Funny. Particularly if you get it in your eyes, and there's some problem, you might have to go to the emergency room.
Problem.
Thank God you're in a state that has Romney care!
You might have an eye problem.
Right. If you get it in your eye. 18 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie. Valerie Plame coming up.
Yes.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh my, how ruthlessly absurd.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, this is a story.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate with your team online. Now you can even present from your iPad. Whoa. Try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Enter that promo code, Stephanie.
Can I get a whoa-whoa?
Can
I'm sorry,
get a
whoa-whoa?
Can I get a hmm-hmm? Okay. Senator Harry Reid yesterday about the whole shutdown.
Oh.
Senator Harry Reid yesterday. Here he is on the Senate floor.
My message to him was very
simple. Boner.
We have to stop playing these foolish games that keep coming to us from the other side of the Capitol. This is not about him or me, about scoring points for one side or the other, name-calling, like the villain of villains.
Oof. Speaking of name-calling, I've been wading through my comment section about me on Newsbusters.
Oh?
Someone named Paw said, the positive thing is that Democrats don't want children.
Huh?
Right, because no Democrats have children, as you know. Republicans procreate. They will actually have brains.
Get a brain, Morans.
Oh, dear. Oh, okay. Oh,
they,
speaking
they don't understand
like
biology.
Like Rick Perry, who called the implementation of Obamacare a criminal act. Hyperbole much? On the same day that almost 3 million people visited healthcare.gov, thanks for the publicity, Ted Cruz. To sign up for the new healthcare exchanges under Obamacare, Texas Governor Rick Perry called the implementation of the law a criminal act. He said, if this healthcare law is forced upon this country, the young men and women in this audience are the ones who are really going to pay the price, and that, I will suggest, to you reaches to the point of being a felony toward them and their
nice
future.
Try.
That's a criminal act from my
right.
perspective.
Sure. Your perspective.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Which is,
he is, you know,
from
a,
way up your ass.
Right, right. Deep, 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 deep. He's a staunch opponent of the healthcare law, has rejected its Medicaid expansion in his state, which has the highest rate of uninsured people in the country.
Mm.
He's just, you know, he's compassionate like that. Oh, by the way,
what?
Did you see his wife? Oh, he said his wife misspoke.
Oh, about abortion?
Right. His wife, Anita, please and thank you, misspoke when she told a journalist that an abortion is a woman's right. She said, and I quote, from time to time, she said, that could be a woman's right, just like it's a man's right, if he wants to have some kind of procedure. Uh-oh. Oops. As Governor Perry would say. That's
Oops.
Mrs. Oops.
Yeah.
Miss Governor and Mrs. Oops.
He corrected her, like said, Grady the caretaker.
I corrected her.
Corrected his wife and children in
I
The Shining.
Think we've sussed out another Wendy Davis for governor voter. He said, from time to time, we'll stick the wrong word in the wrong place, and you pounce on it. From time to time, Governor Perry? Is there anything
Oops.
You got right during the
And what's the third
primary?
Thing?
And children in
I
the
think
Shining.
We've sussed out another one, including our... Did I just hear myself saying that again?
You did.
Good. Okay. Yes,
no,
I don't think he got anything
it.
Right, including American history, if you recall.
Howdy from Texas. This is Governor Rick Perry. And this is today's history lesson about the American Revolution.
Okay.
Listen up now. In 1514, we took a little trip to start the revolution on the mighty Mississippi. We took our powdered wigs and we wore our Levi's jeans and we fought the Japanese in the town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and the Nazis kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was at Shiloh. We sent Paul Revere to free the slaves while ringing his bells as he rode his horse to take on Mexico. And that's how it all happened. Yeah, he rode through the Russians and he rode through the Germans who bombed Pearl Harbor. Yeah, I bet you didn't know. He rode so fast that Geronimo surrendered to Benjamin Franklin at the Alamo.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Governor and Mrs. Oops.
Oh, boy.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to Deidre in Annapolis. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Deidre.
Hey, so I am seething. Seething is the word of the day.
Wow.
This has been such a terrible thing for our economy. And Tom Coburn was on C-SPAN radio this morning, and nobody said to him, what did you do about passing on the votes for the two wars and the prescription plan? How is that paid for? And how are you going to get 67 senators to overturn Obamacare? These people are crazy.
Yep.
Other than that, I'm having a really good... And you know what else?
What
supposed
else?
To have a football game here this week with Navy Air Force, and they've been pitching that around like a hot potato. Are they coming or are they not coming? Well, I'm having a house full of people here tomorrow for the whole weekend for the Navy Air Force game.
Oops.
Because that's my husband's alma mater. I am seething.
Wow. See, we started vexed last hour. Now we're seething. By next hour, we could be
apoplectic.
Right. Thank you. Thanks for throwing me a bone.
Throw me a bone.
You need the info. You're
I'm the boss. I need the info. Dave in England. England? Wow.
Well, not in England this week. I'm in L.A. on business. So
oh.
I get to listen to you live as opposed to the best same-sex wedding gift I ever got, which was a Stephcast.
Oh,
so,
$24.95 a month by year.
That makes a great same-sex
thank
wedding.
You.
It is. I'm half of the official same-sex binational couple living in London on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sweet.
And what's been amazing is all my friends in the U.K. have been watching this, and they've said, you're going to have to get used to this. And I said, what do you mean? And they said, the Republican Party can't win national elections anymore, and so this is all they have left. And I suddenly realized they're right. This is, and I guess my question for you, Mama, is this what we can expect the Republicans to do at every opportunity now?
Yes.
Is everything's going to be a crisis, and we just need to get used to crazy?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we don't have coalition government here like they do in the UK, and we don't have national health care like they do in the UK. And so I guess, you know, my advice, first of all, to everyone like me who's living abroad, please register with Democrats Abroad to vote and the midterm elections, and listen to you, because you keep us informed and we love you.
You know what else would be helpful? If we had a vote of no confidence.
Like in Parliament.
There you go. 29 minutes after the hour, Valerie Plame.
You know.
Okay. Next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Wow, there are all kind of manner of crazy monsters in here.
34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Julie in Seattle writes, as Jim said yesterday, Mama, come and get us, terrorists. The headline is NSA intelligence workers stretched to the limit by shutdown, official says. Oh, that's nice. Thanks. Director of Public Affairs for National Intelligence speaks of greater risk as civilian workers get sent home on the furlough because of the budget impasse. Isn't that lovely? Although, I still feel like I'm being spied on right now. I don't know why. Oh, Valerie Plame is on the line. Our good friend and author of the fabulous new novel, Blowback. Good morning, Valerie Plame.
Hi, good morning.
I always feel like someone's watching me.
And now we know that's true. just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not watching you.
Does your husband ever say that? Does he say, are you spying on me? And you say, yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah,
I'm a spy.
No.
So tell us about the new novel. How exciting. Obviously, we loved your last book, Fair Game. Blowback is it's a fictional story.
That's right. Yeah, it's a spy thriller. And I'm really excited about it. Let me tell you, it's a heck of a lot more fun. It was more fun to write and to do than Fair Game, which was more of a catharsis.
Yes.
And it features a female CIA operations officer.
Really?
As if you would know anything about that.
Crazy. And she is going after the Iran nuclear program, which is, you know, ripped from the headlines right now.
Where could you have gotten this crazy story?
I don't know. I know, you know, imagination. But it really is. It is informed by my experiences and the characters I met along the way, and I wanted very much to show a more realistic portrait of the girls, as they're usually called or shown in pop culture in the CIA. You know, they're shown as such paper dolls, and I always roll my eyes, so I had to go out and write my own along with Sarah Lovett, who's my co-author and a thriller writer.
Well, now the fictional Vanessa Pearson, VP, all right, initials VP, and, you know, it's interesting, you just mentioned Iran. I was curious to get your take on, obviously, the president, what's happening with the president, the fact that they spoke for the first time in how many years.
Yeah, since 1979.
Yeah, what's your take on all that?
Well, I'm always heartened when there's diplomatic exchanges, how important that is. Just think about your friends with maybe you haven't been in touch with for a couple months or even a couple years, and the propensity for miscommunication increases significantly. And we haven't spoken to the Iranians at this level since the revolution. So I'm always come down on the side of diplomacy. There is appears to be some moderation on the part of the Iranian President Rouhani. They very much want to join the community of nations. The sanctions are biting, and maybe they have come to begin to appreciate that nuclear weapons aren't all they're cracked up to be. You know, they don't really keep you safe.
Especially if Israel has 200 and you have one.
Yeah, and you know, Netanyahu is hopping up and down and saying this is all a scent and garbage, rubbishing it. And
are you implying somehow, Valerie, that this would be better than starting, let's just say, I don't know, an unnecessary war based on faulty intelligence?
I know. Exactly.
That could never happen.
Deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra would like to say. Indeed. But intelligence, you know, until we all hold hands and sing, having a strong intelligence service is really crucial, but it supplements and complements the diplomatic talks that we see are going on now. And I'm delighted. I mean, when Rouhani tweets, you know, happy Rosh Hashanah,
yeah.
You go,
yeah.
Well,
you're like, what?
You got a different character here.
So, Valerie, I was reading it, you know, that you're still working in nuclear nonproliferation.
I do. I'm affiliated with a group called Global Zero, and we put out a documentary called Countdown to Zero a year or two ago. And it is truly an international organization. It spans the spectrum and has some really heavyweights behind it, from Gorbachev to Tony Blair and Queen Noor and Schultz and across the board. I mean, this is not a partisan issue. And it really is predicated on the idea that we've just been lucky. We can no longer continue the way we are, and we need to put in some very intrusive and some very highly orchestrated plans to continue to reduce our nuclear arsenals.
Now, your story that you've been working on that and writing novels, is that a cover story, or is that the actual story?
No, my cover story is that I'm a mother of twins, and I drive them around, you know, to like 1,001 activities, and when I'm actually, you know, supposed to be on the soccer sidelines, I'm doing something else.
You're still in the CIA, aren't you? Come on, you can tell me. I won't.
I would. You know, I miss my job. I do.
I bet. Thanks, Dick Cheney. Anyway, tell us more about the, as you were saying, you wrote the book partially to talk about the perception of female CIA mm-hmm. undercover agents. You, unfortunately, have, you know, lended to that by being smoking hot. So people, and hotter than the person,
kind,
hotter than the person that played you in the movie. Doesn't happen very often. Just saying.
Hey, Naomi Watts, she is amazing.
She is.
How lucky are am I? And then Joe had Sean Penn play him. But I worked really hard to get it right, because I do a lot of eye rolling watching sort of like what's out there in popular culture. Either the trade craft is ridiculous or the relationships are, it's just so off the charts. And all the places in the book, and it is all over the world, from Prague to Vienna and London, of course Washington, I've either lived or worked or played there. So I wanted, it can still be entertaining, but much more realistic. Call me linear.
and you're just in time to fill the Tom Clancy void.
I know. That was quite a shock.
Yeah.
And really young, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
It looks, 66 looks younger every day.
Not implying she had anything to do with that, are you?
No, of course not. Of course not. I would never insinuate.
Valerie, I've always been curious. What led you to join the CIA? Were you, as a little girl, did you say, "Mommy, I want to be a spy when I grow up"?
No, I didn't grow up thinking that that was a viable career option. But I come from a family, honestly, where, corny as it sounds, maybe public service was considered something to be. Something to aspire to. My father fought in World War II and was an Air Force officer. My brother was a Marine and served and was wounded in Vietnam, and my mother was a public school teacher. So when I was given this opportunity to join the CIA, and I thought, hey, the government's going to pay me to live and work overseas and do something that sounded interesting, and it was. I loved my career.
Well, you know, it's got to be sad to you. I mean, I know it certainly is to a lot of people. What's going on right now as we talk? I mean, I'm not the first person that has said terrorists couldn't sort of imagine doing to us
what we do to ourselves.
Right. I mean, shutting down the American government, maybe defaulting on our debt, causing worldwide financial mayhem. I mean,
it is mayhem. And I was listening to some commentary last night that Ted Cruz was laughing because, you know, the absurdity that a very junior, less than 1 year senator could cause this mayhem. And I thought, laughing? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
they
funny.
Are real consequences to this, from children whose cancer clinics, clinical trials are being delayed at NIH, or, you know, the workaday people working for the government that are on paycheck to paycheck, and they're going, huh, now what? Cruz and his ilk, it's a minority of the minority, are really sowing havoc.
Joe McCarthy was a junior senator, as I recall.
Yes. Harvey?
Joe McCarthy was
yes.
also a junior.
Also, yeah.
Yes, I've heard those parallels.
Yeah.
Valerie, I was reading in here about some of your skills you developed as an agent, studying facial features to analyze emotional intensity. You don't even need to have the sound up to know Republicans are lying on TV these days.
Honestly, don't you think, I mean, this is a big generalization, but I think women do that. I mean, they really are better, generally speaking, at reading people. If you're tuned in, if you're curious, and if better at nonverbal cues. Vanessa Pearson has all that. She's basically a younger and way smarter version of me.
Oh, there is no smarter version of you.
Give our music.
Give Joe a big kiss for me. Blowback is the new Valerie Plame espionage thriller. Pick it up. I'm sure it is fabulous. And we will talk to you again soon. Thanks so much, Val.
Thank you for having me.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yay!
By the way, for those of you Ed Snowden fans in the audience, I didn't have time because she's on a book tour, so I couldn't bring this up with her.
Right.
But I would have liked to. Al-Qaeda has gone silent since the surveillance leaks.
Yeah, that wasn't because of Snowden, though.
U.S. intelligence officials are complaining the recent news leaks of America's spying capabilities have severely undermined efforts to keep tabs on Al-Qaeda. The New York Times reports that unnamed officials claim the normal communications channels used by Al-Qaeda top operatives have gone silent in the last 2 months following a major news scoop, which exposed the manner in which Western spies were keeping tabs.
That wasn't Snowden, though. Read this article in Truth Dig by Robert Scheer.
Oh,
no,
Truth Dig.
It's wrong.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
sure.
Robert Scheer. You're going to crap on Robert Scheer now.
I'm not saying. I'm not
and he's replaced by Jonah Goldberg.
Oh, I'm sorry. So the New York Times is not trustworthy now either, right? The New York Times? Yeah.
They were part of the problem.
Yeah. They.
Okay.
Schmidt is New York Times editor to stress the original Times story did not go
we
as
have to take a break.
Yeah.
Nice
try.
Yeah. Nice try! New York Times.
The New York Times gave us Judith Miller.
Yeah, I'm going to wipe my ass with
it
New York Times.
It wasn't Snowden.
New York Times gave us Judith Miller.
Right.
You got to read the article.
Okay. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 49 minutes after the hour. Good God, Jim Ward almost coughing up a lung. I swear I didn't do it. It wasn't over the NSA. I did not plant that almond over there. You all right? Oh, good God.
Yeah, eating. I just got a little almond skin in my lungs.
Yeah, eating raw nuts probably isn't the best thing on a radio show.
I'm not going to do any joke there at you. I will not fight back on Jim's behalf.
I know. You okay?
Chris would never do that.
No, never.
All right. Representative Nancy Pelosi on this whole shutdown.
We're going to sign this letter to Speaker Boehner asking that we have a vote on a clean funding resolution immediately so that government functioning can resume and Americans can move on with their lives.
Yeah. I think they will get that letter back with bourbon on it and a little bit of sick. A little tiny bit of here.
Yeah. A little bit of spit up.
Yeah, a little bit of spittle. Okay, Jen in England. In England, what's going on with England today? Hello, Jen.
What's the matter with England?
Great. Hi.
Hey.
I'm just calling. Just trying to throw this idea out to the universe. Apparently, there's a way that the Dems can get a vote on the CR without waiting for Boehner to bring it up to a vote. It's called a discharge petition, and it means that you can bring a bill out of committee and to the floor for a vote without a report from that committee and going around the leadership. And all the Dems need is 218 votes, members to sign this petition. And if they have enough votes for the CR, then they should have enough votes for this discharge petition, and then you just go around Boehner and get it to the floor for a vote.
And if you do have a discharge, Obamacare covers that.
So yes, exactly. And you can get an antibiotic for that as well. all right, James Clapper, Director of National Intelligence.
I've been in the intelligence business for about 50 years. I've never seen anything like this, that this seriously damages our ability to protect the safety and security of this nation and its citizens.
Mike in
Nicely
Seattle.
Done,
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
We've had the exchange here has been down. I haven't been able to go online and check the available policies. Right now, for me and my son, I'm a self-employed person. I'm paying $1,200 a month for health insurance, and on the exchange, I'm going to be able to get it for around $600 for a gold plan.
Wow.
Him and carry the four divided. Oh, that's much better.
There's a difference. Yeah, it's about $7,000 a year for me. It's going to work out. And it's the same carrier, and the deductible is lower, and the copay is lower. So copay and the visit fee are all lower. So I'm just trying to figure out if there's another issue in there. But it looks like it's going to make about $7,000 for me.
Wow.
I'm self-employed. I do make a good living. I'm not getting a subsidy. That's what I'm going to pay.
Wow.
I heard this talking point you had on earlier, the guy who said, they changed my policy and my copay went up in this.
Right.
I've heard this from two people that they're my sister's friend got a letter, and I've heard this letter. But, you know, I don't see it.
Yeah.
This is a talking point.
I think this is what they're afraid of. Is I got a letter yesterday from someone that they were saying their daughter is a total Fox News rush head and was like, but I heard it was going to be this and this, and went on and realized that it was a lot cheaper. She can get insurance for the first time. She's a waitress at a Mexican restaurant. But she's like, but Mom, I thought it was this and this, and I heard Rush said it. And this is what they're afraid of. She's like, you mean I can get insurance? She was thrilled. Yeah. They said, I can get insurance for this much? I've never been able to afford insurance, and she'd had some health problems, and this is exactly what they're
socialist, communist, Kenyan.
Exactly, that's what they're afraid of. Kevin in D.C., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning, lovely Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
God, do I miss seeing that swan-like neck, gorgeous eyes, and a heartbreaking smile on my screen every morning?
Oh, my Mandingo warrior. I miss you so.
Yeah, you wouldn't miss the swan poop everywhere, though. That's
what? Doesn't matter what you say. That's my girl.
Thank you, Kev. Go ahead.
But I'm wondering, is this situation, this has to be a combined effort of Ashton Kutcher and the Candid camera crew as an elaborate prank. Because they can't be this insane. I mean, I've said on your show many times that I try very, very, very hard not to demonize Republicans. I belong to a group after all that been demonized. I know how it feels, but they virtually made it impossible now. They've shut down the government in instance after instance of people mentioning what it's done to stop people from getting affordable health care, like that woman you just mentioned that's thrilled that she can get it. Now, in the past, I'm thinking maybe since Republicans only respond when it happens personally, there's been so many gay, congressmen that were against gay marriage or gay people, whatever, until they found out their relative was, were gay, and then they were okay with it. Or in New York, when they, voted against giving the 9/11 responders, relief. And then when it affected them, though, then they were saying how disgusting it was. They got them. So maybe if enough people are affected with this situation, they'll finally get it and stop voting for these idiots who, against their own policies. Or what do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if this doesn't do it, I don't know what will. I don't know what I mean. If we actually blow through the debt ceiling as well, I mean, I was thinking the sequester was already a horror. Now that's the thing. Nobody's even talking about that anymore.
Right.
That was the first cut they inflicted. This is the second. If they go all the way and Oh, by the way, I found I knew that it wouldn't take long to find a C word on the Newsbusters comments section about me today. Someone who goes by Billboard, get it?
Ah, you see that
Billboard.
Exactly. Who listens to this suffering
C word?
Well,
a lot more people than listen to you.
I don't know, Billboard. Where's your radio show? I'm not a suffering. I can be a C word. I'm not a suffering one. I'm fine.
His name is a small market morning radio name.
Good morning, Bill Borden.
Bill Borden of the morning.
Wacky, wacky.
Clark in Arizona, welcome to the Suffering C Word Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello. You guys are funny, that's
for sure.
My complaint is about the Obama administration when they do shut things down. Shutting down national parks like the Grand Canyon, Glacier, and others, Yosemite, you're getting $25 a carload for people coming in and out of there. They spend money when they're there, yet you shut down something that is actually a profitable entity, and and it's just unbelievable that that's the first thing they shut down is something that should be be kept open.
Yeah.
And so I have to blame the administration for this. Shut down something that's not profitable somewhere else. You don't, I mean, you're cutting your own throat.
Just, yeah, yeah. So that's my, well, they don't care.
It just seems so ignorant to do that.
Yeah, well, I know.
I think he was implying that Obama shut down the parks.
Yeah. By the way, you know what would help this whole shutdown situation?
What?
Billboard could tell you from his morning show, Slide Whistle. Slide Whistle makes everything better.
Especially in a small market.
I haven't blown my nose since 1973.
He's broadcasting on his baby monitor.
All right, 58 minutes left. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, yes, it is. It is The Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. Bob Seska of the Daily Banter coming up at the bottom of the hour. Who I want to date and kiss and marry. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. How are we enjoying our shutdown, everybody?
I was working on my healthcare.gov site when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. Whoa. When some monsters from a house began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
they did the crash.
Yeah.
They did the shutdown crash.
The shutdown crash.
Yeah.
It made them look like asshats.
The shutdown crash.
It might cause us to smash.
They did the crash.
It was the shutdown crash. From my Oval Office and my White House biz to the right-wing chambers where ignorance is bliss, the trolls all came from their underbridge abodes with talking points straight from their commodes.
They talked some trash.
They talked some shutdown trash.
The shutdown trash.
Right.
It was a suicide crash.
They did a crash.
It caused all of this crap.
They did the crash.
Woo!
They did the shutdown crash.
Time for Halloween.
Oh, that's good. Come with me.
Never.
Everything will be fine.
Oh,
you're all right. You're gerrymandered, my friend.
You're gerrymandered, my friend.
Rocky Mountain Mike. James Wright, Steph, are you as sick of boner on TV as I am? It's October, and the only empty orange heads I want to see have candles inside them. It's the pumpkin juice. Time for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Here is Pumpkinhead now.
The president reiterated one more time tonight that he will not negotiate.
Right.
We've got divided government. Democrats control the White House and the Senate. Republicans control the House. We sent four different proposals over to our Democrat colleagues in the Senate. They rejected all of them. We've asked you at a conference to sit down and try to resolve our differences. They don't want to. They will not negotiate.
Okay, he is drunk. We're not. It's not a joke anymore.
I got all these proposals.
That, although I have to
propose that you just go suck it, and then you just take it.
That was an admirable try. Admirable. See, I did there? I'm trying to make him feel better. It was a good try at reiterating. Can I hear that again?
Sure.
The president did what now, John Boehner? I'm sorry.
The president reiterated.
Oh, my God. You know what he's turning into?
What?
Our other favorite drunk House Majority Leader, Tom DeLay. Drunky McPuke Shoes. How come they're always drunk?
Conservatives saw the savagery of 9/11 in the effects in the attacks and prepared for war. Liberals saw the savagery of 9/11 attacks and wanted to prepare indictments and offer therapeutic understanding for our attackers.
I know a thing or two about indictments.
That's not slander. That's the truth.
That's the truth.
I'm sorry, can you reiterate that?
The president reiterated.
Reiterated.
I'm so sorry.
The president regurgitated. All that was me.
If conservatives don't stand up to liberalism, no one will.
You know what? He got it on three tries.
That's Oscar Brooks.
He got it on three tries.
Will you ask the president to show me his gift certificate?
Yes.
I mean, his gift certificate. His birth certificate?
Okay. Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the senior senator from Texas.
We had quite a collection of Tom DeLay stuff.
And we are not kidding. He is always drunk.
Yes.
I want to say I think he was the drunkest for gift certificate. I called you to get that. I was like, oh, my God, Tom DeLay's on Fox News. He's plastered.
Will you ask the president to show me his gift certificate? I mean, his gift certificate. His birth certificate.
Is that what I was? I gotta go. I'm flying. Oh, I'm the pilot.
Okay.
It's Foster Brooks.
They are. They're the Foster Brooks party.
Yeah.
Okay, John Boehner again.
All we're asking for here is a discussion and fairness for the American people under Obamacare.
It's settled. It's done.
It's law.
Oh, heavens.
It is law.
Heavens
get
to
over
Murgatroyd.
It.
There is a way in the Constitution that you can repeal a law. Shutting down the government is not that.
No, not in there.
Nope.
Okay. I love this story. D.C. area restaurants are charging Congress members more for their meals. Many restaurants in D.C. are offering shutdown specials to furloughed employees so long as the government remains closed. At least four eateries, though, have announced that lawmakers are either ineligible for shutdown prices or, in some cases, are required to pay more than the everyday prices for their food.
Because they're getting a paycheck, unlike everyone else in the government right now.
The chef who owns Range on Wisconsin is giving away free government cheese pizza pies to government employees with a valid ID, but members of Congress, he says, are not eligible until you get your together.
Uh-huh. Oh!
At Kramer Books and Afterwards Cafe, it's happy... It's happy hour all day for everyone but congressmen and women who will need to pay double for their drinks. Like, I bet you Boehner always has at least, like, I don't know, four or five, like, little, like, airline bottles in his pockets.
Oh, just to, God, yes.
I bet you can hear it, like, when he's walking. And just link, link. What is that?
Nothing.
Some liquid courage in my pockets.
By the way, yesterday you were mentioning the Hastert rule, which is the main reason why Boehner isn't letting this come up to vote.
Yes.
Someone asked Denny Hastert yesterday about the Hastert rule.
Right.
And he is now dissed the Hastert rule. He said it never really existed.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was just a distraction.
I had a pinch day order back then from too much sausage. I don't.
Yeah.
Hey, so my aorta was 90% clogged by kielbasa.
Yeah.
So I wasn't getting too much blood on my brain at the time.
And so now the main reason
he has slimmed down.
He has.
He has had a government slim down since he was in office.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on a second. Jeez.
Welcome to Riemann Schneider's House of Meat.
Okay. Representative Eric Cantor.
We ought to be working as hard as we can to open up the government in all the areas that we agree on.
Yeah. Which is nothing.
I discuss hard work with all of my staff at the Montauk House.
I'm overdue for a mani-pedi.
Can we get this moving, please?
The people at the mani-pedi place are going to charge him more.
I believe he's a man that uses a lot of product and calls it product.
Oh, absolutely he does.
I'm running low on hair product.
Oh, I just ran out of moisturizer. Can I borrow yours?
I said SPF 45.
This is SPF 30. I have delicate skin.
Not as delicate a neck as Assad, but still.
I have a very delicate neck. If you hanged me, you would just go snip.
Dave in Minneapolis. Hi, Dave.
Nothing I hear worse than the wrong SPF.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, just, awful.
Get all verklempt. You know, right after Bush was elected a second time, there was an interview with Hillary Clinton, and she was asked, you know, what do you think would cause for the Democratic Party to win in the next election? And she said, 4 more years of George W. Bush.
Right.
And I think, you know, no one is listening to that. It's echoing back. Here we are again in this situation. The same thing is going to happen. 2 more years of these people, and people will wake up. I'm trying to believe that even the most hardened of these crazies, you know, and their supporters are going to go, this isn't working. But I don't know. I'm losing faith in sanity as a rule.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah. It's, well, we have never been quite here before. In fact, someone with a good sense of history, Jim, let's try to decide who, said, we sometimes don't notice history as it's unfolding right before us, so let's stop and take note of what a historically momentous day Tuesday was. 20, 50 years from now, when historians or college professors are trying to describe to their readers and students what the difference was between the two political parties in our time, they will direct them to October 1st, 2013. That one day says it all. Who said that?
Edward Snowden.
Let's see what you did there. Have another almond. No, Mike Tomosky from the Daily Beast.
Oh.
My other future husband. Okay.
Wait, you're cheating on him in the same hour as Bob Seska?
I'm trying to keep them both happy. And I'm a traitorous whore.
You are.
The Democrats,
at least that's what the comment section at Newsbusters
yikes.
Said.
Yikes! Well, more a traitorous tranny that's having her period and menopause at the same time.
As you try to do.
And a suffering C-word. The Democratic Party.
Suffering succotash.
But it was all about how the left-wing are name-callers.
That's right.
Said the suffering C-word. Jim, who said the Democratic Party was opening up its historic program to bring health care to all citizens, and the Republican Party was closing down the federal government, a fanatical minority manipulating rules of our democracy and holding a gun to the country's head, all because it wants to deny all citizens health care and furious that it failed three times in that effort. Who said that?
Well, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, another bad guest, Mike Tomosky, in a fabulous piece entitled What History Will Say About Obamacare and the Government Shutdown. Jim, you have one more chance. We have one more round. Who said... It's these two visions we saw manifested Tuesday as some 3 million Americans tried to sign up for health coverage while the Republicans and their pathetic speaker peacocked around the Capitol trying to stop history. But you can't do that, and there is no question years from now which vision history will judge more kindly. Who said that?
Valerie Plame.
No, well, that's a good guess.
Naomi Watts playing Valerie Plame.
No. Okay. Michael Tomosky in the Daily Beast. Sense of history is all I'm saying.
I wish I'd read this article before Valerie Plame called in.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Moving on. Tom in New Mexico, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm no John Boehner fan. I mean, trust me on that. But I think that perhaps it might be a better strategy or tactic to call his office, and I've done this, and try to appeal to his better nature and urge him to show courage because, you know, and do propose a clean CR and bring it to the floor because he is not the leader of the Republicans in the House of Representatives. He's the Speaker of the House. Eric Cantor is the House
Majority Leader. Actually, Ted Cruz is running it now, so maybe you could ask Ted Cruz if he could, like, pull the gag down from John Boehner's mouth so you can talk to him. Okay. Hey. Okay.
Like green eggs and ham.
Could you take the ball gag out of John Boehner's mouth, Mr. Cruz, please? Thank you. Maybe that's why he couldn't pronounce. What was the word? Oh, maybe it wasn't booze. Maybe it was the ball gag.
The president reiterated.
Mr. Cruz, could you loosen the ball gag? 18 minutes
after. Or they didn't unzip the mouth.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know, sometimes I get this feeling deep down inside.
Stephanie Miller.
And where's the bar in this joint?
The president reiterated.
23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. I can't tell anymore if he's doing Jim's version of him or... All right. Bob Seska from the Daily Banner coming up tomorrow. Sexy liberal John Fugelsang.
Yes.
Big sexy liberal announcement next Friday. Very, very exciting.
That's true. And guess who we have in studio tomorrow?
Can I have my love music? I'm so excited about this. But all our Sirius XM family.
Yep.
We're so excited. Oh, Robin Quivers returned to the Howard Stern studio yesterday after her battle with cancer. She joins us tomorrow.
That's right.
We've both been in radio
forever.
Since the Paleolithic era, and I've never met her.
Since Marconi.
Right. We helped Marconi invent it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. It was our idea.
I understand he put a feather in his cap.
Right. For the first time in 17 months, Robin Quivers returned to her spot in the studio with Howard Stern yesterday. Howard telling his BFF never get sick again. She had been doing the show from home while recovering by being treated for cancer. She is cured, which is amazing. It was very touching, I'm told, yesterday.
Yeah.
Robin said, we know we love each other, adding the cancer scare gave us an opportunity to express what's always been there, and it was unbelievably touching.
Yeah.
And then he asked her to take her shirt off.
Yeah, he did.
Really?
She had the best rack.
Well, she does.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But he did get a little, his voice broke a little bit. It was touching. I saw a video of it this morning.
Aw. All right. Anyway, I'm very excited. Yay. Robin Quivers on the big show tomorrow.
And we might have a very special guest in studio in hour three tomorrow.
Oh.
Really?
But it's not
big tease.
It's almost confirmed, but not quite. So I can't say who it is.
Is it Pig Vomit from the Stern movie?
Yes. Yes. Robin and Pig Vomit.
I have met Stuttering John, and he is really fun. Let's get it.
But, well, he came to he came to the Sexy Liberal show.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And he pulled me aside. Are you Chris Lavoie? I'm like, Stuttering John knows who I am. What?
Jesus.
Are you Chris?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Nick in New York. Hello, Nick. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? So I'm a conservative, but you guys are hilarious.
Thank you.
And Stephanie, I'm going to be honest, you're a babe.
Oh, thank you.
You're a babe. You're pretty hot.
You must not comment in the Newsbusters comment section.
No.
I'm being honest. She's slant, you know, she's sexy. So
she's pretty fine.
Being honest.
Thank you.
Here's something serious. I think healthcare is way too expensive. I do. And I got to ask you because I'm getting different information.
That.
I'm getting different information everywhere. My sister in New York was trying to get insurance. They were giving her $1,300 a month. This is last year. Who can afford that? So when these exchanges come open, I heard she would be able to pay like $350, $400, which is much more manageable. Here's my question. I'm all for this. If the CBO has real numbers that this is not going to affect the national debt, and we're getting different numbers. Like earlier on,
why would the CBO's numbers suddenly not be real?
Well, because Nancy Pelosi, if I remember right, if you can correct me, she had said that the bill would cost about $900 billion a few years ago. Then now we're being told it's like $2.6 trillion. My question is.
I think you might. Those numbers might be pulled freshly from your ass.
I've never heard a trillion.
That's the numbers I'm getting.
I've never heard a trillion associated with this.
Well, you probably got them from Rush because you agree on something else.
Stephanie Miller is a babe, by the way. I must point this out.
Thank you. Let's just stop there. Let's not get to petty disagreements.
Edit.
No, actually, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
I know exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, Ray in Florida. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the stunt that the Republicans pulled yesterday at the National World War II Memorial.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It's been widely reported that it's a national park. It is not a national park. It's operated by the American Battle Monuments Commission. They're primarily responsible for the American military cemeteries overseas. I'm a World War II tour director. I've been doing this for 30 years, and I must say that the greater harm that they did was for all the Americans who've saved for many, many years and maybe made their only trip overseas to honor our veterans, maybe a loved one. They got to the national, to the cemeteries overseas, such as above Omaha Beach, and they're closed. This is the greatest harm that they did.
Yeah.
And this is something that the Republicans should get the total blame for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hugh Reince Priebus for his photo op.
I don't think why are the Democrats doing this? I don't think they should.
Guess who's getting chatty? GOP staffers. GOP staff, our bosses threw the staff under the bus. Congressional Republicans decided that one way to really jam Democrats was to make them vote to keep their subsidy for their health insurance by killing a Republican spending bill that would take them away. Who they were really jamming were the people who work for them.
Yep.
Who are now feeling a little chatty. Bitter and chatty.
Good.
Republican congressional staffers angry at their bosses for trying to deprive them of affordable insurance. I understand it politically as a talking point, said one of them, but Congress literally threw staff under the bus on this. Mm-hmm. You're hurting staff assistants who are sorting your mail. Oh, dear.
Whoa.
Oh, dear. Bob Seska to talk to us more about that as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
The charm of your drug-addled candor knows no bounds.
Oh, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. The story about the chatty, bitter congressional GOP congressional staffers who are getting thrown under the bus.
Yes.
They point out very helpfully the main reason the subsidy for congressional staff covered by Obamacare exists is because leadership from both parties demanded it. They didn't want to risk losing staff who wouldn't be able to afford to work for them anymore if they had to pay the entire bill for their insurance. Now House Republicans are showing them how much they really care. The good news is we should get some much juicier leaking about the GOP civil war from anonymous staff looking for revenge. You know who wrote the best piece about this? My friend Bob Seska, managing editor of the Daily Banter, who joins us now. Good morning, Bob Seska.
Good morning, Stephanie Miller.
I love the one line in your piece, because you say that thing about Congress being exempted from Obamacare, huge whopper lie. But you say it's difficult to encapsulate in any language, living or dead, the sheer intellectual violence of this lie.
Yeah, not only are they not exempt, but they're required by law to be on Obamacare.
Right. I mean, the fact that this is what they're trying to, they're literally with a straight face going on TV and saying this repeatedly. You write, just a great piece about it. You say you might have heard just about every Republican member of Congress, along with Fox News and AM talk radio, shrieking about how President Obama has exempted Congress from Obamacare. The point they're trying to make is Obamacare is so awful, so ridiculous, the Obama administration offered Congress a get-out-of-Obamacare-free card. So you're saying basically they're insisting if Obamacare isn't good enough for Congress, why should the American people be forced to endure its awfulness? The people should be exempted, too, which means the elimination of individual mandate. And as they know, without that, premiums would skyrocket. The law would explode. Clearly just political sabotage, right?
Yeah. Well, they've taken this strange rule from the Office of Personnel Management and twisted this into that somehow Congress is exempted, and it's baffling to me. I mean, this is, I cannot believe how they have contorted this one thing from OPM and turned it into, oh, Congress doesn't have to do it, we should allow the American people to opt out of it. And it's just absolutely not the case. I'm staggered by this lie.
Right, and as you said, Ted Cruz said it several times on Meet the Press. John Boehner, as you say, shouted, get rid of the exemption for members of Congress. It's a matter of fairness for all Americans. And I mean, it is just, as you say, just a monumental lie.
Yeah, it's utterly shameless. I mean, in fact, it was John Boehner, as you were saying, it was John Boehner himself who lobbied the White House and who worked with Harry Reid in order to get this rule change allowing the government to continue paying 75% of the Obamacare marketplace premiums. And so not only are they not exempt, but John Boehner was the guy who tried to get this rule put in place.
Right.
So he was instrumental in doing it, yet he's there on the floor of the House of Representatives, where the inmates have taken over the asylum, screaming and crying about how, this isn't fair for the American people. Why does Congress get a special dispensation? Well, none of it's true. Absolutely not true.
Yeah. Well, Uncle Bob, explain to us how we got here again, for those of us who, because it really, you go through the whole thing again. This was started as a Republican stunt by courtesy of Chuck Grassley, right?
Yeah, and that's the ultimate irony, that this all started with marble mouth Chuck Grassley back in 2009 during the healthcare debate. So what he wanted to do was he wanted to corner the Democrats and kind of trick them into denying that they wanted to be on Obamacare, or saying that Obamacare is going to suck, we don't want to have anything to do with it. So he proposed this rule that would force members of Congress and their staff to abandon the Federal Employee Benefit Health Plan, or FEBHEP, and instead to sign, I don't know if that's what it's called, but I just found out. To sign up.
Whatever, marble mouth.
Yeah, right. Chuck Grassley dare not try to pronounce that. So, you know, just make Congress do this. And so so the Democrats in the Senate called Grassley's bluff and accepted this amendment. Well, what that left, you know, Congress and their staffers with was what amounts to a pay cut, because then they would have to cover their own premium, like most people in the marketplace have to cover their own premium. So the government stepped in and said, well, no, you're not going to have to do that. We're going to continue to cover 75% of your premiums, just like, because the government's an employer, just like Walmart or any other
Trader
place.
Trader Joe's, as you said, right, yeah.
Yeah, it's their prerogative to say, well, we're going to cut. Like, just like if Walmart decided to kick all of their employees off the health care plan, if there is one at Walmart, onto Obamacare, it's Walmart's prerogative to say, well, we'll still cover your, you know, a certain percentage of your premiums.
Well, and as you say, it's actually a good thing, because in addition to giving a congressional worker some options, it ultimately will reduce the cost of insurance for the federal government, considering how the Obamacare premiums will be lower, thus making the government's 75% contribution lower as well. So it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Sounds like a win-win.
Yeah. No matter what they do, it's. Hey, you know,
of course, you can't spell Grassley without ass.
No,
so.
You cannot. No, you cannot. Thank you.
I was on the exchanges the other day, and you know, because I'm currently uninsured, and so I was looking at different plans, Obamacare plans, and I was just blown away. I mean, I have a bad back, so I have like a pre-existing condition, and I'm looking at these rates, and it was like a dream come true. I was like dancing with marshmallow fields and chocolate bunnies and things like that. I was like, wow, look at this utopia of healthcare.
Don't do that.
Really, that kind of fantastical
marshmallow
feeling.
You're gonna throw your back out dancing through marshmallow fields. Stop it.
She'll slip on a marshmallow.
Stop it. So here we are at the shutdown. You say it's difficult to know exactly what the Tea Party intends to get out of this. Did they think there was going to be a fireworks display and free balloons at midnight?
Yeah.
I mean, where are we going with this?
I'm baffled by this strategy. I mean, this has been such a clown show from the Republicans. The Tea Party has completely taken over. I don't know what they intend to win out of this. I don't understand what their end game is. I mean, the government will not remain shut down forever. They can't possibly allow it to do that. Plus, they're not going to get any concessions on Obamacare. On top of all of that, once it gets out that, you know, this continuing resolution already has a compromise for the Republicans, which is a continuation of the sequester, then the Democrats have already met them halfway. There's already been a compromise built in. So, I mean, it's just, I think they're just going to keep stomping their feet, and they're going to quickly discover that the President of the United States has a much larger microphone than they do.
Yeah, and he just keeps winning, and it's going to be Black Knight soon, isn't it? It's only a flesh wound.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, no matter, even combined, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and John Boehner and all these people, they're never going to have the same kind of pull as the president. And this is what's happened. This is what's played out in just about every government shutdown. Congress always ends up losing these things. And they can either lose it now and save a little face, or get it to the point of absolute misery and exasperation and poll numbers dropping. It's get out now or you're really going to do some damage.
Well, and that's what, you know, the talking points become, that, oh, they've got to save face. Why? What? You know what I mean? Like, what do you give them exactly? I mean, what do you give terrorists? And I mean,
well, yeah,
that,
I
by
mean,
the way, politically,
yeah,
political terrorists. Okay.
They're going to look for something. I mean, they're going to need something to go back to their people with. And that's the problem. It's going to be this standoff where they're going to be fishing for some sort of concession from the White House, just as a matter of saying to, you know, their voters and their supporters that if insane people exactly care about what they do, they're going to need something to give them.
Well, don't you think we should just give them like a little T-ball trophy or something? Just go to a trophy store and here you go. Thanks for playing. Otherwise,
you get nothing. Yeah. You lose.
Good day, sir!
Never has that come in more handy.
Oh,
But you say, like you, when other people start dancing through marshmallow fields after finding out what the exchanges really are, you say, more and more it's going to seem, this Obamacare has failed talk is going to seem more and more ridiculous. You say previously on the fence voters will begin to ask the question, why does this excellent thing need to be defunded and repealed again?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I mean, that's what I say. I mean, they need to get out sooner than later, because every day that goes by, more and more people are discovering. I mean, the highest rate of sign up for Obamacare has been Kentucky. Mitch McConnell's
wow.
Kentucky, Rand Paul's Kentucky.
Nice.
And this is going to be really bad for them. The more people discover how great this Whoa. Is, and it really is, honest to God, it's great. Yeah, and as you say,
let's see what happens with the debt ceiling. But you say, indeed, the Tea Party has bungled and botched its way through an utterly incoherent, ill-conceived strategy, and its all-singing, all-dancing clown show will consequently taint the rest of the party as equally clownish, just as it segues into the midterm election year. Nicely done.
They should play that music whenever Boner appears.
And we thought the Republican primary was a clown card. Good God.
Yeah, and I tend to understate the issue. I mean, it's really a lot worse than a clown show, because I've tried to look at this every which way, and I just don't see any strategy here. This is just indiscriminate flailing from the Republicans.
Yeah, they got to use this music in all their ads. To wear big red noses. Well, Boner already has a big red nose.
Yeah.
But that's from something else. Okay. Bob Seska, you are a delight, sir.
Thank you so much, Stephanie.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thank you, Bob.
TheDailyBanter.com.
Yeah. He's the guy.
Well,
he's the dude over there. The
Republican clown car is going to be picking up after the elephants soon.
What kind of boss of TheDailyBanter.com doesn't give their employees health care?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, for God's sakes. Steve in Brooklyn, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's an honor to speak with you. Sort of following in on the conversation you just had, these guys on the devil side of this whole thing must be taking it the full strength of their threats that they would pull the plug on the debt ceiling.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
And if they did, what is the president's response? And I wanted to talk about that 14th Amendment or the platinum coin business.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining moments of the Stephanie Miller Show.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 50 minutes after the hour. All right, somebody spoon me. Both of you spoon me immediately.
No, ew, gross.
Do it!
You're bony. Ow! Ow, what is that? Ow! That's not supposed to be there.
You know why?
Why?
They just invited me to. They just wrote and said, Jane Velez Mitchell is in L.A. tonight, wants me to do the show live with her on Headline News.
Live?
Jane's terrifying. She's very good, but she's terrifying.
She
I told you, I'm too old. The show, it moves too quickly for Grandma. There's a lot of graphics and things very quickly and lasers, and she's like the female John McLaughlin. She's wrong, Stephanie! She had me and Amy Holmes, you know, right and left people on, and she's like, who's to blame for the shutdown? Wrong! Stale thinking from both sides. We need a third party. Wrong, Stephanie! Well, look, she's going to shove me into the lockers.
No, what?
She's going to...
You're not going to have be in separate boxes. You're going to be together.
I
she
know.
Can reach over and punch you! Wrong!
In the throat. Oh, I'm sorry, Jane.
Try again.
Please, ma'am, can I have another? Oh, okay. Right, both sides do it. Both sides are to blame, Jane.
Yes.
Yes.
Call her JVM.
Oh, you got it wrong.
JVM is how she's referred to quite often.
Really?
JVM. Yep.
Okay,
Jane
I'll Blaise try
Mitchell.
That.
Okay.
Right, JVM. Oh, sorry. I don't don't know you well enough to call you that. Sorry. Was I being too familiar?
They'll give you a, they'll get you a boob punch.
Jamal says Mitchell is going to punch me in person.
Yes!
Oh, my God. I cannot take a shower at CNN today. Sometimes I do when I come right from spitting.
There's a shower there?
Well, I mean, I can't because, you know, she'll they might throw tampons at me in the shower, shooting all the other...
Plug it up! Plug it up!
All the other Rachel and Heathers.
Pour blood all over you.
There's a lot of Heathers there. You don't understand.
There's a bucket full of pig's blood with your name on it.
They're going to make you swallow a cup full of drain opener, and you're going to crash through a glass coffee table. Like Heather number one.
If I survive.
Heather Chandler did that.
I will be back in the magical safety of the Ed Show on MSNBC tomorrow.
And then
if I survive today.
Show up doing the bad Jack Nicholson.
And then you're going to have to make friends with Martha Dump Truck.
She's the female Tom McLaughlin. No matter what I say, I am wrong on that show. I don't know what.
Have either of you seen Heather's?
Yes,
I did see
Heathers. I saw parts of it. I didn't see
Did
the
either
whole
of you
thing.
Get the Martha Dump Truck reference?
No.
Not really. I don't get anything you say anyway.
God.
All right.
Okay.
It's a long time ago.
I was reading a piece in the Daily Beast about that written by Eleanor Clift.
Wrong!
No.
No, she's usually right.
I think she wakes up with nightmares. She just hears John McLaughlin yelling wrong in her sleep. I bet she has a John McLaughlin alarm to wake up to.
Wake up, you lazy bitch! You're wrong! You tried to set the alarm, but you set it wrong!
You're going to be late! You're going to be late and wrong! Wrong!
Someone in the chat room.
AM, PM, learn the difference. Wrong.
Yes, I'm sorry, Chris.
Someone in the chat room said that JVM is going to give you a purple nurple.
Can she?
Yes, she can.
She can't do a twister, can she?
Yes, she can.
No, she hires someone to do it for her.
Both sides are just blitzing. Ow!
Ow! Wet Willie.
Oh, my. Not that hard. I like it, but not that hard.
Did we learn a little something about Stephanie Miller?
I think we just did.
She likes a little spank and she likes a little twist. Okay, then.
Well,
my gosh.
Well, it's a very interesting situation. Rather than getting the situation every day. Not at Bedford Falls, anyway.
I'm laughing like. Smirkly. Okay, hey, you know what? What the hell? The government shut down my celebrity stack the last couple of days.
What?
The jury has rejected the claim that the Jackson, Michael Jackson promoter was negligent. Jury cleared concert promoter AEG Live on Wednesday of negligence in the hiring of the doctor convicted of killing Michael Jackson. The panel. Panel? What's a panel?
I have no idea.
I meant to say the panel unanimously.
Canal?
It's one of those animal human hybrids, a panimal. I've been on a lot of those with right wingers, a panimal.
Human animal hybrids.
Yeah.
Right, it's a panimal. I bet you there's going to be a panimal tonight. I bet on HLN.
Wrong.
Oh, right in the. Lawyers for Katherine Jackson argued that AEG Live hired Dr. Conrad Murray to be the singer's physician without considering whether he was fit for the job. AEG Live denied any wrongdoing and said it was Jackson who hired Murray. So that was the big news.
So that happened.
Yes, so that happened.
I'm Michael Jackson, and I'm still
that. Not that Michael Jackson, and only people in Los Angeles get that.
The Jacksons will not get any more money in their bank accounts or any other area. Right.
Any other error.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I just love this story. I don't know why. Because I love the movie Bring It On. Dance coach fired over blurred lines routine.
Oh.
The head coach of the Marshville High School dance team has been dismissed after the team performed an edited version of Robin Thicke's racy blurred lines.
You'll get nothing!
At the home football
Good
game.
Good day, sir!
Come on, everybody. Spirit foam fingers. Here we go. Get it? Cause, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Walter in Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Walter.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, I'm on the air.
Hi. Okay.
Sorry.
Hi.
Sorry, Steph.
Okay.
The thing that's so crazy is back in 2010, the Republicans ran on jobs, and then every time they get on the TV, they're always standing in front of that podium a lot of times. And there's a sign that says GOP.gov/jobs. So you go there, and all you see is bumper sticker slogans. There's no real solutions.
Yeah.
And then they
right.
Sorry. And then they say that These people are lazy. Well, there's thousands of things that could be done. Our infrastructure's crumbling. Mm-hmm. You know, these people would be able to get health care. They'd be able to pay for it a lot of times.
Yeah.
If they had a living wage.
You know who's going to need more health care is Peter King, who I just saw on the TV looking like he has really bad indigestion. Look at that face. Seriously? Okay. All right. That is it for us. Don't forget tomorrow, a big, big show. Friday's with John Fuglesang and Robin Quivers from our SiriusXM family joins us live here.
And possibly...
Oh, another big guest, yes.
Linda Carter.
Oh, no!
In studio. Wonder Woman herself.
In Captain America's underpants.
Yes.
If I survive, JVM. Ow, don't punch me!